the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and in this podcast, what I wanted to talk to you today was about focusing on the journey and not the result. And so what do I mean by that? Well, obviously, the result is what we want to attain. So that's the goal, if you like, that's the dream, whatever that happens to be. But when we break that dream down, so let's say, for example, the dream of a goal is to be financially free, let's say, or it's to increase your income to £10,000 a month. And so that's the goal, that's the dream, that's the result that we want. And you know, when you work and create content and produce videos and audios and adverts and all that stuff that you need to produce in order to get your message out there to people, it can be really easy to focus on just the result. And when you focus on just the result and you think, right, I'm going to create this video and the result is I want 10 grand a month. And then when you break it down, you compare, well, how is one little video that's going to last 3 minutes long, that might get 20 views or 100 views or even just 1,000 views, how is that going to translate into £10,000 a month? And the answer's obvious, it doesn't. And so then you're like, well, what's the point? Right? So if this is what's stopping you from creating and what from producing, you know, I don't like multi-level marketing and network marketing. I don't think it's a viable business at all. Some people claim to get amazing results, but usually they're first in at the top. Everyone else coming in underneath tends not to get great results. So if you're in, but let's just say that you are in that type of business, for example, and you've got to compete against all the other people. How are you going to stand out? Well, you creating a 2-minute video isn't going to allow you to stand out. However, you creating a 2-minute video every day for the rest of the year and into next year as well, because we're just coming up to the end of this year, that is going to enable you to stand out. And then when you create the podcast, and then when you create the paper stuff that you can hand to people, you know, the bumf, if you like, the cards, the postcards, the documentation and so on. And then when you've got audio, and then when you're speaking on stage, all of those little things add up. So it's not just one little thing. Now, this is the key. It's really easy, and I felt this morning, interestingly enough. And so I switched my computer, it's switched on anyway, but I logged in, and I'm going through, and we've just released the new 2017 packages. We've had lots of interest, we've had a couple of people sign up already. We only released it yesterday, which is really nice. So what's really interesting is, you're like, okay, so what shall I do today? Now, I've not got anything planned for today, and sometimes I have days planned and some days I don't. Depending on what it is I want to achieve. So we're in December, we're on a wind down to Christmas, although I don't really believe in winding down towards Christmas, because while others snooze, then that's when we should be working effectively, because that's what enables us to stand out. But anyway, I was like, what are we going to do today? Should we create some videos? And then I moved myself into this position of, oh, well, what's the point? And oh, it's December, and all that stuff came up for me. So I know it comes up for you as well. If it comes up for me, and I've got a relatively disciplined mind these days through my NLP practice and training and education and so on. And let's face it, I'm the coach. You know, our time management system, when we switch that on, makes us incredibly efficient. The problem comes that sometimes we don't want to switch it on because we don't want to be efficient. We just want to have a lazy day. And sometimes we do. We take a day off. But this is the key. Focus on the journey. Don't worry about the result. Don't worry about earning 10 grand a month. I know you might need the 10 grand a month, but forget about focusing on that right now, because you focusing on 10 grand a month does not make 10 grand a month happen. The thing that makes 10 grand a month happen is you actually taking action to create content and adverts and Facebook ads and Google ads and MP3s and videos and articles and a book and a booklet and all the other stuff, right? That is what creates the £10,000 a month, you providing value to more people. But you sat there focusing on just the 10 grand a month or your first property purchase. That doesn't really produce the property purchase. However, you going on Rightmove, for example, and looking in your local area at properties is moving you a step closer to the result that you want. And so this is the problem, is that we're so focused on what that result is, we actually forget that the result is based around lots of tiny little steps. You know, if you're thinking about your dream house and you're going to build your dream house, okay, you sat looking at the plans and imagining what that dream house is going to look like, that's an awesome thing to do. But if that's all you ever do, then that dream house isn't going to get built. The thing that will build the dream house is laying the first brick out of the 20,000 bricks that it needs. I don't know how many bricks, by the way, it takes to build a house. But laying brick number one. And after you've done brick number two, laying brick number three. Brick number one, brick number two, brick number three. Sorry, I forget how to count sometimes. So that is what will get you the result. And the problem is, time and time and time again, everyone's always focused on the result. I want the result. And that's all they ever focus on. They never focus on the little bits. So let's take admin. Something as boring as paper admin. So for me, for example, I've got a pile of paper on my desk and it's full of invoices. And all I need to do is separate it into business and property, and then I hand it to the accountant in my envelopes, okay? But what happens is that this paperwork tends to build up. Now, because the paperwork isn't the thing that will get me to 100 grand a month, 200 grand, 500 grand, £1 million a year, right? That's not what will get me there. However, if I don't do that paperwork, which is not a constructive part of my business whatsoever, and I hopefully you'll see what I mean, we agree on this. Me doing paperwork and doing receipts is not a constructive part. How does that generate more clients for me? How does that generate more income from my tenants? Well, it doesn't. But if I don't do that stuff, then I can't generate more income, because it is the glue that binds everything together. And the problem is that we're so focused on getting those results, upping our rents, getting more properties, getting more clients, increasing our income, that we actually forget to go right back to the basics and start laying bricks one by one. So what are you avoiding right now? What is the one thing that you know you need to do and you absolutely, totally aren't doing it because there's bigger, more important things to do? And this is the problem, is that you can be continually focused on the bigger, more important things. And the problem is that you forget the smaller things, but the smaller things are the glue. They're the bits that hold it all together. And you've got to start implementing them. And that's actually why, just going back to time management, we plug them into a time management. So for example, once a month, I have a pile of paperwork on my desk, and once a month I take an hour out, it's in my calendar, and I go and deal with that paperwork. Because if I don't deal with it, it's going to prevent next month and next month and next month, and actually all I'm doing is causing a bigger problem. So you've got to start focusing on the journey. And so let's go back to the analogy of the bricks then. So if I'm building my dream house, 20,000 bricks, now I can just go and lay brick number one, brick number two, brick number three. I can be listening to Tony Robbins while I'm doing it. I can have a book in one hand and a brick in another hand, and I'm doing it. Like, do you think that brick is going to be laid properly? How do you think the rest of the house is going to look? If I lay all of the bricks like that, it's not going to be a very nice house, is it? It's going to be higgledy-piggledy, it's going to be all out of line, and it'll probably fall down in sort of 10, 15, 20 years. However, if I take that brick and I go on a training course on how to be a bricklayer, and I get coaching on how to be a bricklayer, and I focus and I lay that one singular brick to the best of my ability, and then after I've done that one, I move on to the next one, and do that to the best of my ability, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. A couple of things will happen. First of all, the house will start to look nice. Second of all, the house will actually start looking nicer the more bricks I lay, because the more experience I get. Which is quite an interesting point. But I'm not focused on the end result of the house. Yes, that's the dream, and you've got to start with the dream. Otherwise, how do you know what you want? But once you've started with your dream, you've got to go down into, how do I make this the best video I can? How do I make this the best podcast I can? How do I make this the best live event that I've ever done? How do I make this the best article I've ever written? And you've put your focus into that one article, and you enjoy the journey. So like the podcast, for example, like this podcast, I'm sat there and I'm thinking, oh, I don't really want to do another podcast. And I'm like, dude, create a podcast and enjoy creating a podcast. I actually do enjoy creating all the podcasts, because I know that when I look at the stats, people are downloading these in their thousands. And it's amazing. We're changing people's lives just through the power of my voice. I mean, it's just phenomenal. You try telling a couple of my teachers going back 30 years at school, all those who said I'd never amount to anything, and I'm like, dude, look at my stats. Tell me if I'm never going to amount to something or not, but my stats will tell you otherwise, frankly. And so you've got to start getting your content out there. You've got to start getting your message out there. But you don't do 100 videos all in one day. do one a week. One a week is better than none a week, right? One a day is better than none a day. Just create one. Create your first video. Let's put it another way. Look, you're going to create a video at some point, right? You're going to create a video at some point. Some point in the next 12 months, you are going to create a video with you on it talking to the camera. If you're not doing that, you're not serious about your business. Let's just put it that way. And it beggars belief that businesses right now are not creating videos all the time. You know, when I used to work in IT, and I used to sell, I was an internal sales guy. I went from £15,000 to £100,000 in 4 years flat from the age of 26 to 30. We didn't have we had the internet, but we didn't have Facebook didn't exist, and we didn't have, YouTube. No, we had YouTube at the end, but that was fairly brand new, really. It's going back about 15, 16 years. About 15 years it is. And so we didn't have visibility to create all the content we're creating now. But if we did, if I was working as an internal sales guy and we were selling a product called Citrix and various products like HP printers and laptops and desktops and so on, what I would be doing is every time a sales rep would come in to introduce us to a new product that we could sell, I'd be creating a podcast with that guy or girl. I'd be creating a Facebook Live with both of us mic'd up, which costs like no money at all, right? So look, at some point you're going to be doing a podcast or you're going to be doing a video. And so this is one of the things that you should be able to take away from this podcast is if you're going to do it at some point in the next year, why not just do it today or tomorrow? Why waste 9 months, 12 months when you might as well do it today anyway? Because it's like, look, are you going to do it? Yeah. Well, why not just do it now and then it's done? And then you can do one the next day, and 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 you'll have 9 months worth of videos and audios and so on to put into your blog and start generating more cash. So you might as well start now. Why are you waiting? And if you just don't focus on creating, well, I need 1,000 podcasts, so I'm going to create 1,000 like now. It doesn't work like that. Create one, create to the best of your ability, and then create the next one. And it's the same on your videos, the same on your marketing, it's the same on every single phone call. If you need to be making 100 cold calls every day, and I'm not a great fan of cold calling. I like what we call pull marketing, where we pull people towards us. I'm not a great believer in me picking up the phone and chasing after people. In fact, we don't chase after anybody. It was one of the rules that I have in my business. I do not chase anybody. If you apply for coaching, I'm not going to come and chase you. You either want the transition, you want the change to happen in your life, in which case you'll sign up, or you don't. And if you don't, then that's fine. You weren't serious enough about it anyway. Why would I want you as a client? So we don't chase anybody, by the way. So, and I don't believe you should either. I know that's not how sales works, the traditional sales method and so on. But that's not what I want to do. Now, it depends on your business. If you're selling PCs from Toshiba or laptops from Toshiba, and you're a reseller, there's 100 or 1,000 different resellers they could go to. So maybe you might have to chase and build relationships and so on. But I tell you, you shouldn't be really having to chase. Or the relationship is built up by you creating your videos and by you creating your podcasts. So you're pulling people towards you and they're listening to what you've got to say. Who do you think we're going to do business with? The person who's giving them all this content and all this advice on how to help them grow their business from an IT perspective? Or the guy that's phoning up every 2 minutes going, yeah, can you place your order for that Toshiba laptop now? Because I've got my sales manager asking. Which one do you think is going to close that deal? Right, it's fairly obvious, isn't it? But all that comes from you creating the content and getting it out there. And all that then comes from is you focusing on the journey. Not you focusing on this one person, but you focusing on just creating up one single piece of content, laying that one singular brick. Because what happens is when you step back in a year and after you've built the house, you've laid all 20,000 bricks, you're not going and looking at that one singular brick and going, wow, that's a good... I laid that brick number 428. Wow, I laid that brick really well. That's not what happens. What you look at is you're looking at the end result. But it takes time to look at that end result. But those end results are based on you focusing on that singular result of laying that individual brick, of you creating that podcast, you creating that video. And then in 2 years' time, I mean, we're just about to come up to 100,000 YouTube views. That's phenomenal. It's really taken off in the last 18 months. It's really upped. And so we've created more videos, and so it's accelerating every time we do it. But we only get there because we've been doing videos for the last 5 years. And then we reach this point of momentum where it just takes control. But you can't get momentum until you've actually laid enough bricks, until you've created enough videos, until you've created enough podcasts and articles and all that extra stuff, until you've spoken to as many people as you can at networking events and stood on stage and all that stuff that you know you should be doing, but for some reason fear stops you from doing it. All right, I hope that's useful for you in today's podcast. I think that'll do us for today. And I'd love to hear any feedback you've got. So if you've got something, drop me a line. My name's Dan Latter, and we'll speak to you on the next podcast. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.